A very good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Friday, January 30th, 2015. And this is Live Talk. I'm Blessing Zulu.
And I'm Kip Stube.
And tonight on Live Talk, we are going to talk about the African Union Summit currently underway in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
To join the discussion, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back.
And as usual, Live Talk goes out to Zimbabwe on our 909 medium wave frequency and on the 4930-5940 and 15455 kHz shortwave, Monday through Friday at 8:30 p.m.
On the internet, you can find us at www.voazimbabwe.com, www.voashona.com and www.voindebele.com.
I do, since the majority of our people depend on the land for sustenance and livelihood, we need to ensure they have access to the land and that Africa's vast agricultural potential is fully harnessed. The land reform program that my government embarked upon since the year 2000 was precisely meant to achieve this. If, in the first place, not to displace colonizers and ensure that our people, Zimbabweans, assume the ownership of that land. That land was precisely meant to achieve this, notwithstanding the practical demonization that my country has endured from those who had selfish and vested interests in our land. Once it was said, oh, the Africans are not going to use the land properly. But I tell you, our production in the tobacco sector, for example, has by far surpassed levels attained by former white farmers.
Once again, thanks for joining us, and you are listening to Studio 7 Live Talk. And tonight, we are talking about the African Union Summit currently underway in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia.
President Robert Mugabe has assumed the chairmanship of the African Union, or AU, with a call for members to improve infrastructure and tackle climate change, conflict and Ebola, and with a familiar rallying cry that Africa's wealth belongs to Africa and not, quote, imperialists and colonialists.
But Mr. Mugabe is also subject to travel bans from both the United States and the European Union in protest at what they allege to be political violence and intimidation. The African Union is a semi-annual meeting of the heads of states and government where most important decisions of the 53 member states are made. Of course, the AU Assembly brings together all the African states except Morocco, which is not a member union.
What do you think about this issue? If you wish to join the show right now, phone us directly at this number, 001-202-619-2077, and we'll call you back. That number again, 001-202-619-2077. You can also send us a message on WhatsApp. Our number is
02-465-0318. We kuruku taurwa zvakawanda wanda kumusangano uko zvikuru nyaya dzine chekuita nekukurudzira kuti madzimai akwanise kuwaniswawo mikana yakafanira nezvimwe zvakadaro daro gifts.
Yebombe zvurukanda valingali challenge tinai ngapa siyaphela sibili. Ye utaba lamte sikhuluma ngalo iAfrican Union kona ngale ke Ethiopia esizwile ukuthi esizwe khona ukuthi umnumzana Robert Mugabe ongumongameli weZimbabwe usekhethiwe ke ukuthi abe umgcini sihlalo African Union. Libekwazi njalo ukuthi ungumgcini sihlalo we SADC, Southern African Development Community. Ye, bebe kuona wewa nyangati, bebe kuona wewa sita hai, akumela angene, kutabanya bata hai, kumela angene, mwaba kuchinchi luto. Ye, zizwile kese kuluma nguti, nga, so unjalo, so kumetu abantu bekangele kakulu ngeze infrastructure, ukangelwe ngeze climate change, ukangelwe njalo nge ipola, into zingazani ziyabulala lezi. Upinde njalo wati, umnotu we Afrika, kumele uwe ngabantu be Afrika. Ungabi umnotu wa manyamazwe. I think loko kuhlale kukuluma siku kakhulu.
Of course, we have our correspondent, the VOA correspondent, Sandra Nyaira, who is in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Good evening, Sandra.
Good evening, Blessing. Hello, Gibbs. How are you?
Very fine, Sandra. How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm enjoying the African sun. I understand it's very cold in Washington, so I'm not missing it. Guys.
Yeah, good for you, eh?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Sandra, of course, the big news is that Mr. Mugabe has been elevated to lead the African Union as the chairperson. Just tell us briefly, Sandra, what is the mood like on the ground?
Oh, my goodness. I have never seen anything like this, Blessing. The majority of the people, you know, whether people who have opposed Mr. Mugabe before, whether they had been like in the human rights section, like earlier on, I'm sure you heard the interview that I had with Becky Moyo. They are all supporting Mr. Mugabe for having, you know, been appointed to become the chairperson of the African Union. There's so much support. Yes, there is. I'm told there are a few people who are complaining that because of his age or because of his human rights records in Zimbabwe, he does not deserve it. But largely, most people that I've spoken with today on the ground, whether they were ordinary people, like when I came to the hotel right now, I was shocked that there was a... One of the people who was serving dinner right now said to me, oh, you said you're from Zimbabwe, congratulations. And he was basically a waiter in a hotel. But happy. So I asked him, why are you happy that Mr. Mugabe is now the chairperson of the African Union? Because they listen to Mr. Mugabe's speeches. And what Mr. Mugabe says resonates with what most Africans think in terms of empowerment of ordinary people. What they do not know, obviously, is how people in Zimbabwe or implement those policies that he enunciates so well on the international scene or on each and every other arena. So there is groundswell of support on, you know, for Mr. Mugabe, and his team was very happy. He was very happy when he assumed the position. There was no hiding that his team is really, really happy about it.
Now, Sandra, turning to the theme of the African Union, we see that you had an interview with the president and you made some controversial remarks. You know, can you give us some kind of clarity here? Was he saying that women and men equality is impossible because of biological differences?
I think basically that was what he was trying to say in terms of what women have to go through, you know, in terms of motherhood, and that men don't have to go through what women go through. You know, as a woman, if you get pregnant, you then take 9 months, you know, where at least you are either not feeling too well, not feeling too good, until you have your child. So he was basically trying to equate, you know, the things that men and women go through and saying, you know, if women have to go through this, it means, you know, when the men are left in the office, they're obviously a leg, you know, one leg over in terms of, you know, what they are doing. So I thought that was what he was trying to do. I know people have, you know, gotten different messages from that. Some think he's a male chauvinist. Some think he's a, you know, he doesn't want to empower women. But I've also spoken with some people who say he's just being a realist. That is what happens in real life. You are a woman. If you get pregnant, you get time off, you go home. But in the meantime, the boys are going to, you know, to golf matches. They are making deals, you know, cutting deals, and the women are not there. So they were saying, yes, you may want to empower women as much as you want, but that is a reality that we also have to take into account. So he has ruffled feathers with that statement. Some, you know, he's got his supporters who say there's nothing wrong, and he's got, you know, people who say, no, you shouldn't say that as a president. But today, I think he kind of made, you know, an appeasement in terms of, you know, he was, you know, there was ululation when he spoke about, you know, when he launched that theme at the Women Empowerment Theme for Africa Union for 2015. And he said, you know, Africa, you know, is going to do its best in terms of trying to implement, you know, the conventions that they have signed in terms of empowering women, in terms of equality and all. He said the right words today, the right notes, and he hit the right notes, and women were, you know, were ululating from all corners of the assembly. So it's Mr. Mugabe, that's him. So one day he says this, the next he says the other. But, you know, I think he made up for it today.
Kune awa vachangoti bata, nasi tiri kutaura nezve musangano uri kuitwa ku African Union uko. Kunova, kune mutori wedu na Sandra Nyaira, ari kutiudza zvaswera zvichitika. Zvikuru zvaitika ndezvekuti mutungamiri wenyika vaRobert Mugabe ndivo vanziwo wava sachigaro weAfrican Union, sezviri kutaurwa na Sandra, kuti kwange kuine mufaro kune vamwe vanga vachivatsigira, kunyange hazvo vamwe vashoma vanga vachigunun'unawo. Uye Sandra ari kutaurawo kuti vanenge vafarirwa mashoko avataura panyaya yekuedza kuenzanisa mikana pakati pevanhurume nevanhukadzi. Gibbs.
Yes, amuzwa kakhulu ke Sandra ekhuluma khona ngale eAddis Ababa eEthiopia. Uyakhuluma Spirit Blessing esithi bakhona kade besekele ukuthi umongameli angeniswe kuleso sikhundla, njalo bathabe okwamagama khona ngale lo babekhona nje abanye kade ngani bayangunguna nje khona ngapho lapha lalapha. Yes, uphinde wakhuluma futhi lokuthi xa sokukhulunywa ngokuizwiso zabomama njengoba i-team yangkhona isithi women's empowerment, abantu sibili baqakeze owamagama esekhuluma ngakho ukuthi hayi kumele sikusekele kube njalo nje. And futhi xa sesikhangela khona ngale e-AU kukhanya zani ke udaba lolu luyaqhubekela phambili, sibona zani sizeza ukuthi uthini uSandra ngakho.
Of course, Sandra, Zimbabwe is a neighbor to the north. Zambia, the president, Edgar Lungu, delivered his maiden speech at the African Union, of course, where he was thanking the AU for sending observer missions, and he also thanked SADC. But I think the other big news is that the Egyptian president, Sisi, had to pull out because there was what can be called a terrorist attack his country in Sinai that actually led to the death of 45 people. The problem of terrorism, what were the leaders talking about this issue?
My understanding, before I go to the terrorism issue, you spoke about Mr. Lungu. His speech was well received, in particular when he announced that he has appointed a vice president who's a woman. There was ululation in the assembly with women, you know, just jumping up, just being happy that another woman president. We lost another woman vice president in Zimbabwe, in Vice President Joyce Mujuru, but then the region has got another vice president who has just come in, a courtesy of President Lungu. So yeah, he the right notes in terms of women empowerment. But turning to terrorism, people have been, the leaders have really been concerned about the growing rage of terrorism in Zimbabwe, in Africa, the scourge of terrorism. And every leader who stood up to speak, including President Mugabe, also talked about what needs to be done, that, you know, Africa needs to quickly find concerted efforts to fight terrorism. And yesterday, Blessing, there was a meeting, a closed meeting of leaders yesterday, where they were looking at this issue of terrorism. And I spoke with some sources today who said it was very embarrassing. They'd never seen a country being embarrassed the way Nigeria was embarrassed yesterday by other leaders in terms of how it has been unable to contain Boko Haram. They said the other leaders were questioning how come Nigeria, with the vast resources that it has, it is failing to contain Boko Haram. What happens in the government? You know, why is it that Boko Haram has got information about what the government is planning to do soon after, you know, meetings? So these are the issues that the leaders are trying to address, and they're going to form a CREC African Union team, or rapid response team, that they want to deal with terrorism in particular. So I don't know how much money is going to be harnessed for this, but countries like Nigeria have the money. So that's why most people were surprised, most leaders are surprised why terrorism is growing in that part of the world. Yes, they are fundamentalists, but the government has got resources. We've got so many billionaires in Nigeria, and the government has got, you know, mineral wealth, has got oil dollars. Why are they not using these oil dollars to invest in the equipment that will help deal with Boko Haram? And UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon also today also demanded the release of those girls from Chibok who were, you know, abducted by Boko Haram some months last year.
Last year,
he was also talking about why Africa and the world need to work together to make sure that they address this this scourge of terrorism before it spreads to other parts of Africa. And the leaders, I think, they're taking it seriously. They don't want it to continue to spread. So the issue is our leaders, our African leaders, we have known them to come up with, you know, resolutions and everything, but implementation has always been a problem. So they are hoping that at least on this issue, they will act.
Perfect.
Yes.
And
the last question,
perhaps. So what happens from here, Sandra? Are these deliberations continuing, or the AU has ended? What's going to happen?
No, it hasn't ended. They are still continuing. They are still going to have some closed door meetings. Right now, they've gone for dinner, which is being hosted by the Ethiopian president, and tomorrow they will continue with their closed door deliberations. Today, by the end of the day, they had adopted Agenda 2063, which is Africa's blueprint for the next 50 years. So tomorrow they will continue to speak about, in particular, the trouble spots. Because I also saw today Mr. Riek Machar, you know, the one who, from South Sudan, who wants to share power with Mr. Salva Kiir. And I asked him, you know, so what's going on? Why are you not implementing? He said, ask him why he's not implementing this deal. We are supposed to be, you know, to be sharing power. I said, can I have an interview? He said, oh, later. But those issues are really problematic for Africa. They are trying to deal with these issues. So tomorrow they will be speaking about peace and security and the need for stability on the continent, in particular looking at issues in South Sudan, in the Eastern DRC, in the Central African Republic, and obviously continuing with the Boko Haram issue. Mm-hmm. So maybe we are hoping that at least, since it has been a busy week, they'll finish early. But with African leaders, you never know. Or any leaders, when they're meeting in session, it can take a long day. We don't know whether it's going to be a long or short day tomorrow. But yes, by tomorrow, they are supposed to be wrapping up and telling us their resolutions.
Well, Sandra, thank you so much. And brilliant coverage, as usual.
Thank you so much. Much appreciated, blessing. I'm going to ken the sun and bring the sun for you guys.
We really need it. We desperately need it.
Thank you so much.
Okay.
Thank you, Sandra.
Night.
Thank you. So
good
much.
Night.
Thank
of course,
okay,
that was our correspondent there, Sandra Nyaira, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Gibbs.
I think we've got a caller right now, and our guest, Mr. Mlamli Komo, who's an independent political commentator. But first, before we go to him, maybe we can talk to Mr. Komo. Baba Ting Komo, kunjani?
Hi,
Spilly, cool. Kunjani, kunape kole?
Ikemi ya kisea pela tina, vile sinyabe Zimbabwe, kuzo singweta ngani. Kwa fana njiri, wakui skunda vile useless, vile angakini vile ngukomenti mwaba. Ambonu kutilizo lizo tola ni mwaba. Ilizo alila mali, abanta basebenzi, ukuruma ngukuti yena, ukufuze kukunye lafo uli wakono, kubanga wakono msindo. Ngabe umuntu the right ngabe uqalo walungisela abantu abakhe fit ngabe basuta ngabe sikhuma into engcono mbuza futhi.
Ye manje nxa ukhuluma njalo ke akuthi ukuthi ku AU khona ngalokuqhakatheka ukuthi abe khona akakhulume la iphele okunye ukuthisa
akula nto vele uzalukhuluma ukuzancedi iAfrika esehlulwa ngumuzi wakhe baba uzabe khuluma vele into ezingeke vele zincedise iAfrika yona ngokwayo ngoba vele sona isikhundla leso ungasibheka kahle siuseless ngoba bona abateleke besinikana amanye ama-present angkhona akudu ekubulaleni abantu kakhulu ekubopheni abantu ekuthatheni into zabantu ngabantu abafuna ukuthi becatshe ngazo vele azisincedi ngalo ukuthi siyasikhulumela umphakathi lapha sikhulumela umuntu eyi-one ukuthi uthi isikhundla sokuthi uspecial akusincedi vele lokho
ye phetha ngamafitshane nje khonapho-ke babankomo
ngizaphuma phetha ngigxolele ngabe kuthiwa ngumuntu o-right ubaba loyo nivele zisikhundla ngabe emzini wakhe njengamanje ezimbabwe labhala ngabe kuradio sesindebele 24 hours isitonga 24 hours laku-t v lesikhalanga le maphepheni singabhalelwa isindebele singcole ngabanye abantu konke lokho ngabe yinto ekuthiwa sikhuluma ziyasebenza elizweni lakhe ngabe sithi hhayi siyambongela after 34 years singenzi ukungala lutho silibona elizweni ambona ukuthi singakhuluma ngokuthi thina lisikhundla leso ngesani vele i-voters rolling ngolili labantu abapa-10 years ago why bengayidilizi namhlanje siqalisa ukuthi siyerejista kusasa silanga i-2018 ngabe umuntu olomzwelo labantu bakibo ngabe
sinizandla
manje ngendlela enjalo hhayi
ye siyakuzwa nkomo sikuzwile kakhulu baba ye so ungadinela kusasa uphenduke phela ngomvulo
angikona
hayi kulungile enkomo baba. So, according to Mr. Nkomo, this is a very useless position. So, he says, you know, Mr. Mugabe should actually tackle domestic issues first before going to for the AU. So, he says, Zimbabwe won't get anything from this.
Let's quickly go to WhatsApp before we go to our guests and callers. Titus on WhatsApp says, I do believe he has the qualities to head the organization. Outstanding leader who cannot be intimidated. Jenja says, while some brushes paint him black, he is educated, naturally intelligent, well experienced, and stands for his rights. Those who elected him know him. I am touched that he knows the organization from as far back as 1963. May he make Zimbabwe have many friends, as many friends as possible. And Nigel says, hey, 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 Mugabe, ndio taura kuti, this is the year for women's rights. What? Yeah, zingama ya mjuru sembuka. Nelson says, my view is that his chairmanship does not bring butter on my children's table. It's a shame. Tawanda says it's fine, President Mugabe, to be the chairperson for the next coming year, but everything will be fantastic. He has 100% qualities and experience. Good night, everyone. Impika Kambali, the fellow, he says the fellow is definitely a good orator without clues on how to revive an ailing economy. That he is good at public speaking is without doubt. However, it is also without doubt, too, that the fellow and his inner circle are clueless on how to get Zimbabwe back on the economic track. Manasa says the president deserves a break. At 90, one should be retired. African leaders must learn to be brave and not to just sit and relax. There are many young leaders who could have been elected to chair the AU. I'm not against the decision made, but I'm just saying what I'm saying because African leaders vanofanira kufunga like diplomats, not like students. Because electing someone at 91, kiki. I don't know. Please don't get me wrong. That's his thought. I think we have our two guests. First, Mr. Clifford Mashiri, an international relations expert based in London. Mr. Mashiri, good evening.
Good evening, sir. Good evening.
Thank you so much. Mr. Mashiri, you heard what our listeners there are saying, those who wrote on WhatsApp. What is your take on this reaction?
I think they are making very good and informative comments. Sure, it's very unfortunate that we have a person like Mr. Mugabe being appointed. He hasn't been elected. This is a rotational kind of position. So I like to challenge the aspect of election. He has not been elected. That's a fact. Because the role that he is going to perform, it's ceremonious, or rather, it's a ceremonial leadership role. And when he is also claiming that during his leadership, he will address issues like infrastructure, value addition, beneficent roads, rail, air. You know, it's the opposite of what he has done in Zimbabwe for the rest of his, you know, leadership of 35 years. So we just wonder how he can make these changes in 1 year in the whole of Africa.
Thank you. We'll come back to you. Of course, I don't want to get angry on behalf of Mr. Mugabe, but he blames all that on sanctions. We'll discuss that later on. Gibbs, who is our second guest?
I think our second guest is Mr. Mlamuli Nkomo. Mr. Nkomo, good evening and welcome to the program.
Evening. Thank you very much.
Thanks very much. So, you know, Mr. Mugabe talked about beneficiation, value addition, and all those kind of things. It appears as if he was picking something from Zuma set, you know, the Zuma said document. What do you think?
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of what the president say in his international conferences is what the committees behind is actually prepared. It's not much about what is their personal thoughts or their personal experiences. But what, as they always say, talk is very cheap, but the action is another thing. We have always heard someone actually said it even before that Mugabe is a very good orator. He's a very good person in terms of addressing crowds and addressing gatherings. Mm-hmm. But when it comes to action, that's when he has been found wanting. When it comes to action, the country that he leads is ranked as one of the poorest in the world. So maybe as a motivational speaker, those words are good, but looking at his own profile, you really wonder at the discrepancy of what is being said and the action on the ground.
Thank you so much, Mr. Nkomo. Please do stay on the line. For those of you who are just joining us tonight on Studio 7 Live Talk, we are talking about the ongoing African Union summit currently underway, of course, in Addis Ababa, Ethiopia. Regatende kunemwe mutereri vachibwe makadi ku South Africa. Nhare yavachibwe tinenge tiri kunzwa kuti inenge yatinetsei. Regati try kuti muende ku Botswana. Vamangena makadi. Vamangena makadi.
Yesi mamakadi ya blessing na jib.
Aiwa isu tiri wadi zvedu tipe pfungwa dzenyu vamangena.
Into mwana sokuti this is the western year for us as Africans. Ngabani tiki ati 91 mina nombo rasika zvakemba chaura muna kuti address maloka gathering kwa kuti nasi ndi African Union leader osa that leader futi.
Pedza zvenyu.
Hapana zvatotarisa pana Mugabe zvichabuda apa ivi anenda anotaka anotaura nezvezvezve women empowerment iye kuno ukaisungurudzanhu akatinofanira mudhuri zvinonyatsa zvazi achitungamidza nemudzimai wake kuti atare zvinhu zvinonyadzisa Zimbabwe yese Africa yese zvinhu zvinonyadzisa munhu wacho osi achafanika munhu kwayo this is just a bad development for us onyadzisa it's just an embarrassment that how can we us as Africans see someone who is at 91 and yet has got so many land young people.
Aiwa, tinotenda zvikuru vamangena nekupinda muchirongwa chedu.
Ndotenda hangu mwana.
Tinotenda zvikuru mune weekend yakanaka.
Ehe, ndotenda.
Mr. Mangena's concern is Mr. Mugabe's age. He's saying at 90, Mr. Mugabe is turning 91 next year on the 21st of February. So he's saying at 91, it's a problem.
Yeah, umbono wake una low sibili singeke sawuphendlwa kangako. Yeah, kubese kubuya ke umnumzana uDesire ose South Africa. Baba Desire kunjani?
Ngiyaphila njani baba?
Hayi siphilile so telefonini yakho kancane baba.
Okay ngisondele kuza ngingena manje.
Ya so kungcono kakhulu sibili. Ye ungathini? Usinike umbono wakho la.
Umthetho kakhe no baba. Lapha eAfrika angiboni nami kunosizo ngizokhuluma like lowo babo uNkomo okhulumile. Alikho uncedo lingakanani elizosisiza thina singabantwana baseZimbabwe and ekuzini into sokuthi ukuthi Africa vele abantu abafana nomgabe ama detector nama abantu abakhoratha abanjani njani bathatha like ama hero esikhathini esiningi angazi Africa injani ngoba how come bazokhetha umuntu ovele kunenkinga ezweni lakhe abe sihamba yokukhuluma ethi izodevelopa infrastructure. What kind of infrastructure as a developer? Akazazi lutho infrastructure, nothing, akazi lutho. Imigwaqo siyalungiswa u-UN community.
Bamba kulapho Desire ungayikatshana Desire bamba kulapho ungayikatshana bamba ucingo.
Of course also Mr. Nkomo and Mr. Mashiri, please do stay on the line. Unfortunately for our radio listeners, it ends here. But the good news is we are streaming live. So go to www.voazimbabwe.com and press on Live Talk. This is Blessing Zulu.
Yeah, lingakhohlwa www.voazimbabwe.com. This is Gibbs Dube in Washington, D.C. saying stay tuned.
Sura Samatna, Bruch Lady.